Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it. Strap on.
Island magic, proper one, I give it to you. Baby, you be kissing me with fabulous looks.
It's the reason why I be fall for you. And you live my love is the rule.
You give me love, that's what you do. And if love is a crime, I'm a criminal. I would break every rules for you. But I never got time, cause my time is for you.
My love is your love, baby. She don't need a Gucci bag or fanny. Baby, give me butterflies in my belly.
Baby,
oh Lord, oh Lord.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
Nothing fancy, she's a beauty. Natural island girl, nothing but smooth skin. Proper curly hair with them tight jeans. The way you dress up, girl, is fantastic. You wonder why you be kissing my eyes. Was a cobra, I'm hypnotized. Right now, I don't tell no lies. Come here, come here, come here. Come here for me, girl. Now let me whisper in your ear and sing you this song.
Love is a love, baby. She don't need a Gucci bag or Fendi. Baby, give me butterflies in my belly.
Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Track. Talk Black it is, and that daily track there is My Love, MSP. Here on your daily program, National Talk Black, have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry. Come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Now we're talking Far North Queensland First Nations Christian Dance Gathering. Look, a fantastic event. Save the date, Cairns, 18-20 September, a venue at 1680 McCormack Street, Moorabool. And look, we're going to catch up a yarn now with the organiser for this fantastic event, Pauline Lambton. We're Pauline on the line. Pauline, good morning, sis. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please.
Okay, so Pauline Lambton, my mob, we are the Minjinbul clan group of the Bundjalung Nation.
Yes.
And I'm also a part of the Juru clan under Birrigubba, so down that way too.
Down that way. Well, big shout out to your mob, Deadly Footprint. Thank you very much. So we're talking First Nations Christian Dance Gathering. Is this the first of the kind or we've operated this before?
Look, I don't like to say first because who knows? We don't know. Our mob are so deadly.
Yes.
And our elders are so deadly, they've probably done something in the past.
Thank you.
It's definitely a first for myself.
Good. Okay.
And so, yeah, just looking at bringing the mob together.
Okay, so we're talking First Nation Christian Dance Gathering. Paint the picture. So we're talking about a beautiful dear Lord Jesus and using our culture at the table as well. So paint the picture regarding that, you could say, gathering as such.
Yeah, look, I'll just give a bit of a brief history why I'm doing it.
Mm.
I've been in the industry for the arts for probably more than 30 years.
Yeah.
I've attended a lot of industry events, not only regionally, nationally, but also internationally as well. And end of last year and then this year, I attended the International Christian Dance Fellowship.
Mm.
And these were mobs from all over the world coming together, and they were of the faith.
Yeah.
And I was myself.
And there was no black space, you were saying, I'm thinking. Yep,
we were the only ones that were there from Australia, the only black faces. Yeah. And it was amazing. We had mob from Fiji, Samoa, Jamaica, South Africa, Sweden. Mm. It was wonderful. It was like 17 countries were there.
Yeah.
And it kind of fired me up a bit, you know,
okay.
And I thought, wow, this is just another demographic of our dancers, of our mob.
Mm.
And so I thought, you know what, let's bring everyone together who are of the faith, and who want to come in and just get together and just share.
All
so
right.
That's it in a nutshell.
All right, so we are operating on the 18th, 20th September, 1680 McCormack Street, Moorabool, here in Cairns. Is it open for more performers to come on board, or do they get in touch with you, or how do we go about it?
Most
and is there a
definitely.
Cost on the day?
Yeah, look, we are opening up registrations Thursday morning.
Okay.
So from 9 till 12, you can come in, you can have a look at the program, you can meet the team, and we will be in at the centre, so Nintringwani Cultural Training Centre.
Yes.
We're across from Autobahn. So come in, have a look, and it's definitely open for any of our mob to come in.
Okay, beautiful. Fantastic. Happy to give you a number over the
yes,
air.
Yes, please.
Lovely.
Yep.
And go ahead.
Fine.
And that's fine.
Yep, so you can call my number, 0427-861-538, or even visit our Facebook page, which is the First Nations Christian Dance Gathering.
All right, beautiful. And that number again, 0427-861-538. Good yarn with you, my sister. Good, congratulations. Good luck with it all. Please keep in touch, and we'll yarn soon, sis.
All right. Thank you, Trevor.
Thanks, Pauline. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Deadly yarn there. Pauline Lambton, her name is, FNQ First Nations Christian Dance Gathering organiser. So if you might be keen to be in that space, share your culture, share the love of God, then, yeah, that is a fantastic space to operate in. And that's all happening 18, 20 September. Do check out their webpage and regarding Cairns Dance Gathering, First Nations Christian Dance Gathering. Do check that out. Otherwise, give Pauline Lambton a call, 0427-861-538. Your deadly program here, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yana Strong? Deadly number 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yana is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. A 1 hour program live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummerbit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have you saying Yana Strong? 1-800-422-416.
Yeah. My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
My way, my way, my way. Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha, to indigenize history's information. O is to overcome the obstaculization. N is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. R is to recognize from the past the injustices. Recognizing the cost of what they did to our ancestors. Recognizing the pain that was felt and that was fought. Recognizing the distance from putting change into thought. Recognizing the sacrifice it takes to break a war. Recognizing the names of our elders up on the wall. Recognizing the fathers, how they pass down to their sons. Recognizing don't be the bullet, be the gun, son. Ah, to indigenize information on the board. Ah, to indigenize situations from afar. Oh, it's to overcome the obstacles of life. Overgliding like I was Greg Inglis in full flight. Is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Nationalize through education, reconciliation. Takes a generation to lead the nation. From the beginning, we're still here like the Southern Cross Constellation. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha, to indigenize history's information. Oh, is to overcome the obstaculization. And is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha, to indigenize history's information. Oh, is to overcome the obstaculization. And is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize we were sold when we were bought. Recognizing the history the children were never taught. To indigenize the way that we teach. Indigenize the way that our kids perceive the streets. Indigenize to debate the facts with no lies. Indigenize the amount of our constitutional rights. Intruding on conversations about our culture when it's white. Indigenize the intentions of turning day into night. To identify there's no law for sniffing paint. To identify institutionalized hate. Oh, it's to overcome a government that waits. Overcome the odds like you're a halo above the saint before it's too late. Remember, live before you take. Override the hate like you were Blade deciding fate. And it's for nowhere near never giving up. It's like you're taking the very last sip from the very queen's cup. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. To indigenize history's information. Oh, it's to overcome the obstaculization. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. To indigenize history's information. Oh, it's to overcome the obstaculization. And it's to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize. To indigenize. Oh, it's to overcome. And it's to nationalize. It's to recognize. To indigenize. Oh, it's to overcome. And it's to nationalize.
Yeah, deadly track there. That's our recognition. Savage Soldier here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM Bummer Bip Media, 19.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong, you mob. Too deadly. Now, Bangara presents brand new dedicated work for children. The Bogong's song, A Call to Country. What guides you through the darkness when you've lost your way? A whisper on the wind, a shimmer in the stars, a moth in flight is the slogan for this fantastic, presented network. Brand new, created by Yolandi Brown, choreographer and writer. And look, we're going to catch up a yarn with sister and talk about this beautiful space on the line. Yolandi, good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please.
My mob's Bidra, from around Charleville, Augustala area. Cool. But I am currently living in Brisbane. Okay.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, big shout out to Mob and big shout out to Mob where you live in. Thank you very much. So you're the creator, choreographer and writer for this, but you have a co-writer as well on board. Is that right?
Yeah, the amazing Shanoa Demar.
And big shout out to Shinoa. Thank you very much. So when we look at this, Work for Children, Bogong Song, A Call to Country. So paint the picture regarding what you're delivering, the message, please, sister.
Well, the story takes place in the bedroom of these children, and a Bogong moth flies into their room, and it's kind of uncanny because in the story, the girl, she's creating a school project on the Bogong moth. And anyway, this starts some banter between her and her brother, and it's bedtime, and they're actually about to go to the alpine snowy river area the next day with their nan, who they live with. And they fall asleep, and as they fall asleep, they enter the imagining sort of dream world of the Bogong moth. They become fractals of the Bogong's dreaming or imagining. And they travel on country, and they learn about the importance of connecting to country and to all the different creatures and their roles and responsibilities as being a custodial species, and reconnecting to the stories of elders. There's also one character who isn't in their bedroom, and it's their brother who's not there. The show handles the story of children who are incarcerated, and so their younger brother's not with them. And through going on this journey, they learn about themselves, they learn about connecting to country, and they also learn about unpacking their big feelings about their brother and how to be strong so that they can be strong for him as well.
Beautiful. So we're talking about dance, we're talking about movement here, so there's no conversation as such.
It's actually a play with songs.
Rodeo,
and dance.
Thank you. Yep.
And audio visual and everything.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So it's going to be a real feast for all of your senses.
Okay, fantastic. Now, when is this premiering?
Well, we open on Thursday next week at the Cremorne Theatre in Brisbane.
Yes.
Before we travel to Sydney, and we open there at the Bangara Dance Theatre Studio.
Good. Fantastic. Yeah. So, look, it sounds so powerful. Sister, it should be a roadshow. Bring in North Cairns, Darwin, what have you.
Oh, totally. I know. I really want this show to have legs and be able to go out to all our communities and cities, and to have, it's really important that our First Nations stories are accessible not only to everybody but also to mobs. So, I really hope that happens, that this show, is able to tour to all these places.
Well, my sister, we are our storytellers, and here we are on stage and using all tools available in the 21st century, from dance to writing and to communication on stage with words and what have you. Tell us your story, Yolandi, in regarding becoming a choreographer and a writer, sis.
Well, I grew up here in Brizzy, and I think when I was about 14, I realised that I wanted to be a dancer. And so I started doing ballet lessons then, so I learnt really late. And then I went to QUT and I did the course, which no longer exists anymore there. I got my BA in dance, and then straight away I joined Bangara and danced with the company for 16 years. And then I had my first baby boy, and did some archiving. I created a new digital platform for Bangara so that the history of the company was archived. And then I moved to Brisbane with COVID, and I had my second little baby boy, and I've been back in Brizzy since then. And I also work for an amazing company called AIM, for over 20 years has done a lot of mentoring for First Nations students, but has gone global and is looking at big systems change process and activating imagination within schools and classrooms, and working with big systems change thinkers. And all the work that I do always filters back through my spirit. And what I love doing most of all is storytelling and creating dance and theatre works. I feel as though, art is a voice for the people.
Yes.
And for millennia, we've been sharing knowledge through art, through song, through dance, through ceremony, through painting. And, it's where I feel my flow when I'm...
Yes.
When I'm storytelling, when I'm collaborating in the room with people, it's a lot of joy. And I feel as though I can bring up really important things that are happening in society, I can address them through work and get people thinking about how we live our everyday life and what we think the future needs and how we can feel like we have a purpose,
you know?
What's our purpose? And because I feel as though when we connect to what we think our purpose is, everybody's different and everybody has their own voice, then you can feel joy and you can feel like, I don't know, like your spirit's strong.
Well, sister, you're singing to the choir here. Back in the day, after leaving high school, I did a year with the AIDT, Aboriginal Dance Theatre, worked with Stephen Page and all our deadly performers from Dennis Huey to Michael to Mr. Cole, you know, and Malcolm Cole and Blancos and what have you. So I'm feeling your love and your pain. But like I said, storytelling and using our body as who we are, and that belongs to our culture, strong with our culture. We got in our dance, our song, and our spirit. So more power to you. Congratulations. And, look, the next call is Darwin and Cairns, you know. But congratulations and enjoy that journey. And thank you for sharing with us, Yolandi.
Oh, thanks for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
And you take care and all the best. A big shout-out to the mob down there, sister.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Beautiful yarn there. Yolandi Brown, a choreographer and writer, and also co-writer, Shanoa Dimel, and make an acknowledgement of Shanoa and the work that she does. So it looked fantastic. The Bongoan song, A Call to Country, exciting new creation, and that's by Yolandi Brown. And like I said, co-author with Shanoa Dimel. Fantastic. And presenting there in Brisbane, then also down to Sydney as well. But you check out their webpage, Bangarra, and Bangarra, and look at the work that's ahead. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation here, deadly number 1-800-422-416, and call that number down. It's yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, Yarn Up Strong, and good yarn in circle it is. And a big shout out to First Nation Radio Station across this beautiful country of ours, a deadly black network, and delivering all our yarns, all our music, and stories, you know, to the max. Talk about truth telling. It happens here on First Nation radio stations across this country. Too deadly, the Big Island. National Talk Black.
Yeah. G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
Lemredi, Bakirge, Dasmeli, Aumriske. Lemredi, Bakirge, Dasmeli, Aumriske.
Lemredi, Au Bakirge, Dasmeli, Aumriske. Lemredi, Au Bakirge, Dasmeli, Aumriske. Tabakeslewa. Tabakeslewa, this one my place. Tabakeslewa, this one my place.
Money sitting on a big stone, let me look a long way. Money sitting on a big stone.
Dasmeli, Aumriske.
Money sitting on a big stone, let me look a long way. Money sitting on a big stone.
Dasmeli, Aumriske.
Your daily track there, there's Drew's Namak with us in spirit. Fisherman, your daily program here, National Talk Black, have you saying Yarn Up Strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live on First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumrabit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, you mob. Now, dementia, now leading cause of death for Australians. Dementia is now the leading cause for of death for Australians, according to the latest update of the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare's as AIHW Dementia in Australia report. The update, which was released earlier today, also found that without a significant intervention, the number of Australians living with dementia will exceed 1 million by 2065. Look, horrendous numbers. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Cal Stokes, Dementia Australia Advocacy and Policy and Research Executive Director. And we do have Doctor on the line. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
Thank you for coming to the program. Dr. Cal, where are you based?
I am based down in Melbourne today, so we're on Dree Woiwurrung land
today. Beautiful, and big shout out to the mob there. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, very sad numbers when we're talking about dementia now, leading cause of death for Australians. Look, a lot of work to be done in this space. So can you enlighten us? What do we need to do? How can we work to make this numbers drop?
Yeah, so dementia is now the leading cause of death of all Australians. And it was the second leading cause of death for a long time, but the leading cause of death of women for a long time. So now it's the leading cause of death of everyone, which is not the kind of statistic that anybody wants to hear, but it's really important that we think about the 433,000 people that are living with dementia now, including about 29,000 people who live with dementia under the age of 65. And there's also about 1.7 million people involved in the care of someone living with dementia. So we've got our Dementia Action Week occurring between the 15th and the 21st of September this week. Mm-hmm. And we're challenging Australians to reconnect with people who might be impacted by dementia, because we know that nobody can do it alone. A lot of people that are living with dementia talk about how lonely and isolated they feel. So this is a chance to get in contact with somebody that might be impacted by dementia and break down some of the misunderstanding and loneliness that people might experience.
Well, as you mentioned, here we are this week, Dementia Action Week, operating from today to Sunday 21. And when you're talking about, well, the theme, nobody can do it alone. So we're all in this together. It is a team effort.
Absolutely.
In that sense. Regarding dementia itself, you're talking the age of 65. So is it an elderly disease as such, is it?
It is not. So one of the most common misunderstandings about dementia is that it only affects older people and that it's a natural part of aging, but it's actually not. It's it actually describes a whole range of diseases that affect the brain and create problems in the brain being able to function in the way that it normally can, and that can lead to changes in people's memory, but it It can also lead to changes in their personality or mood. They might find it harder to remember how to do day-to-day activities that that they normally would be able to. They might find it difficult to judge distances and navigate their environment. So there's a whole lot of different symptoms that can impact a person, and they can develop it at any age. Including children. There's some rare diseases that can impact kids as well.
So we're talking about a mental disease here. Doctor, what sort of medicine, what do we do to prevent it, or how do we handle it? I mean, big shout out to the carers out there regarding working with a lot of times and loved ones. What is the medicine? What can we do to fix it?
Well, there's a couple of things that we can do to keep our brains healthy. Like, we're really good at thinking about what we can do to keep our body healthy, you know, not getting enough exercise, not being overweight, making sure we don't smoke and drink too much. These are things that are really good for our heart, but they're actually also really good for our brain as well. So we know that there's some modifiable risk factors, so risk factors that we can do something about that together could actually reduce our risk of developing dementia by up to 45%. Okay. So that's pretty significant, but lots of people don't realise that there's stuff that they can do to keep their brain healthy. So making sure that you don't drink too much alcohol, that you don't smoke, that you get plenty of exercise. If you've got diabetes or high blood pressure, that you talk to your doctor and get medicines for that. That is really good ways of starting to think about your brain health as well.
Doctor, can you sort of share with us in regard to the disease? When we're talking about dementia, it's a mental disease. How can this cause death in that sense?
Yeah, so dementia is a disease that affects the brain. So as part of the development, or as the disease progresses, it tends to kill off the brain cells. So the brain cells aren't able to talk to each other. They're not able to communicate with each other and then communicate with the body to make sure that it's working properly. So as it progresses and those parts of your brain die off, that means that the brain's no longer able to instruct your body on how to remain alive, and that's why we see it become the leading cause of death, because there is no cure for dementia, but there is a lot that we can do to live well right now with it and focus on our brain health, regardless of whether we've got dementia or not.
And we're talking about our beautiful patients out there. What about our carers, our loved ones who are looking after our loved ones with dementia?
Thought
and process going out to the carers as well, and not only in the physical sense, but emotional and spiritual sense as well, watching their loved ones, you could say, deteriorate.
Absolutely. It's really tough for people that are involved in caring for someone living with dementia. And in a survey that we did, more than half of people that were caring for someone said that they felt isolated and lonely themselves. So that whole message around nobody being able to do it alone includes family carers. So, you know, reaching out and having a yarn where you might not have done that for a little while, talking to someone that might be caring for someone living with dementia and just asking how they're going can be a really important step and make that person feel a little bit less lonely and isolated in what they're doing. And there's also lots of supports that are out there for people with dementia, but also families and carers that can help them. Yeah.
And what would be the contact details, or who do people contact in regarding the National Dementia Space?
Helpline. So we can, the National Dementia Helpline is available to people 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you can contact us on 1800 100 500.
Okay.
And you can also go to our website at dementia.org.au for more information. We've got lots of tools and things that people can access to think about their own risk factors, to keep their brain active, and lots of supports and services for people that are either living with dementia or their families as well.
Dr. Cowell, thank you very much for sharing. Look, all the best to you, and look, a big shout out to our carers out there, and of course our beautiful patients. Love, thought, prayers going out to your mob as well. And the theme for this year, nobody can do it alone, so we are all in this together, we're not, Dr. Cowell.
100%. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. All the best to you. Take care. Keep smiling. We'll yarn soon.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. Dr. Carol Stokes, her name is, Dementia Australia, Advocacy, Policy and Research Executive Director, and Dementia Now Leading Cause of Death for Australians. So very sad. And look, reach out to family, friends, carers as well. Nobody can do it alone. That's the theme for this year's Dementia Action Week, which kicks off today, Monday 15 September, going right through Sunday 21 September. But when you look at this yucky disease, look, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we are virtually in the Action Week. It's Action Day in the actual year in regards to the support that needs to be done. Don't forget that number, National Dementia Helpline, 1-800-100-500. Or dementia.org.au, and that's the number you need to call if you're looking for support and help. Also, there's Lifeline 13 11 14 for our mob up there who feel comfortable working with our mob. 13 Yarn, that's 139-276. 139-276. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Look, it's come to the time where Trendy Trev signs off. I thank you very much for your company, mob. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Big shout out to NERS, National News Radio Service. Thank you very much for across the airways, across the big island, Australia. And also big shout out to Bummer Bipper Media, management here, staff, as well as the board of directors. Thank you for allowing Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, host this daily program. It is your program, your mob. So with that, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And got the news coming up by NERS, National Radio Service. So stay tuned to your First Nation radio stations across the Big Island. National Talk Black, too deadly.
This is who we are. This is our story. This is our culture. This is who we are. So don't give in and don't give up. Never forget. We are, we are, we are, we are. We are one big family. We are, we are, we are. Don't give up. This is us. This is who we are. This is our story. This is our culture. This is who we are. So don't give in and don't give up.
Hey, what you doing, your mom? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Mark Aran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.